Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Chic Squad, and thank you guys for tuning in to our very first episode of Chic Society Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Norwood, and today we are speaking with the owner and CEO of the Royal Collection and Royalty Company, Amber Andrews. Hi, Amber. How are you today?
Hey, Samantha. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have you here with us. Thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your business and how you got started?
Oh, okay. So I started off as a hairstylist. So I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I've been licensed since 2011. I've also been self-employed since 2011. So in 2020, I started my LLC, which is Suspended Royalty. And under that LLC, I have the Royal Collection, which is my hairline. So with the Royal Collection, I started that, I think it was, matter of fact, right when the pandemic hit, it was in March is when I launched that site. And there we offer hair extensions, Brazilian, like all different types, Brazilian, Malaysian, kinky curly, you know, all the types, as well as wigs and, you know, other accessories there. And then in the midst of branding for that business, I was looking for someone to do my T-shirts. Because I was looking for t-shirts, you know, for my brand ambassadors and stuff like that. So as I'm looking for someone to do my merchandise, I was having a hard time. I kept getting the runaround. So I'm like, you know what? I can do this myself. So I went ahead and got me a Cricut. And I started making my first shirts. And, like, everybody loved them. And it's, like, crazy because the t-shirt business kind of took off faster than the hair. Even though, you know, my clientele was fine, but as far as the selling the hair, you know, the t-shirts took off quick, especially during the pandemic, you know, everybody wanted a t-shirt. So that's when the Royal Tea Company was born, and here we are.
Okay, guys, and I hope you heard that. So if you're starting a business for one thing, you never know where it's going to take you, okay? So she's a hairstylist and everything, but it also led her into the Royal Collection and Royalty Company. So, guys, you never know where your business is going to take you. So thank you so much for that, Amber.
You're welcome.
No problem. Now, last year was pretty crazy. We're not going to even move backwards. But what do you hope?
2020 and 2020.
Yeah, we're done with that. What do you hope to accomplish for the year 2021? Like, what's at the top of your list for this year?
Well, I mean, pretty much being a startup business, my main goal is to expand my brand. I always want to expand my brand. It's always good to add new products, continue to build more business relationships, because I offer a lot of business merchandise for other businesses like myself, because I'm pretty sure everybody's having the same problem that I'm having as far as finding someone to brand their business for them or help them with merchandise. So, you know, I'm on that side of the game too. So all of that is our goals for me for this year, you know, as far as just building and expanding.
Okay, and I want to go back to your hair company. For the listeners who want to slay and get their edges snatched, as everyone likes to say, where can they find the Royal Hair Collection?
Okay, so the Royal Collection, the website for that is yourroyalhaircollection.com. Okay. And the Instagram for that is myroyalhair.
Okay. All right, guys. So
and then
Instagram,
you can find on Facebook at the same thing as well.
Okay, so Facebook and Instagram, myroyalhair. And then what was the website again?
Website, www.yourroyalcollection.com.
All right, guys, so if you're looking to get your edgy snatch and your lace front wigs laid, then go to Ember's website and get you some good quality virgin hair, okay? Okay, so my next question for you is, with this pandemic and everything that's going on, it's tough for a lot of people right now, like, you know, mentally, emotionally, you know, just physically draining and everything, and everybody's experiencing emotions and things that they've never felt before. How do you deal with obstacles and things that when they occur?
I mean, the main thing is to try to stay focused, try to push through, and it's okay to take a break, you know, take it one step at a time. I try to take things slow. When I get overwhelmed, I try to take a step back, take a break from it. You know, if you got to put it down for a minute and come back to it, it's always better to look at things with fresh eyes, you know, a fresh head. If you got to sleep on it, sleep on it. You know, it's always ways to kind of relieve stress and try to rejuvenate that creative gene or that creative mojo, you know. As far as anything, too, it's like, I also don't have a problem asking for help.
Right.
Like, I always, you know, you always need help. Everybody needs help. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with asking for help. And what may be a struggle for you may come easy to somebody else. So it's always a good place to ask for help. And then that way somebody can, you know, assist you, and you don't have to feel so overwhelmed, whether that be in your home life or in your business.
Okay, you're absolutely right. I know 2 years ago when I was going through my divorce, I had to step away from Chic Society magazine and everything that had going on to kind of just regroup, you know, moving across the country, up and down the coast twice, not once, but twice, dealing with, you know, with three kids and my health and everything. You know, and I just had to make that decision, like, okay, listen, family first, got to take a step back. Mental health and everything comes first. My business
exactly.
is going to be there. Yeah.
Right, because if you're not good, then the business is not good. Your kids are not good. Like,
right.
You got to be good first. You got to take time for you first before you can give anything to anybody else or put anything into anything else.
Yeah, and it's so much pressure on social media. You know, we get on Instagram and Facebook every day and see everybody's posting these perfect pictures with their perfect family and their
right.
buying new houses and cars. And they have like
yes.
a million, you know, they're getting a million likes a day. And it's just
exactly.
Like, it can become a lot. So, guys, if you need to take that break.
Yeah.
And everything is not what it
and
always
also
seems.
Also, don't fall victim to that, because it's
yes.
not always what it seems. Like, some people are buying these followers. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? They're
yes.
paying for these likes. Like, and not everybody's Instagram life is authentic. So don't let that get you down or discourage you from nothing that you have going on, because you ain't in competition with nobody.
Okay. You are your own competition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Back to the buying likes and stuff. Guys, if you've ever thought about doing that, don't do that, because when you post, especially if you have a business, when you post, how are you going to get customers?
You can tell.
Yeah, and you're not going to have nothing but a bunch of bots. You're basically marketing yourself and putting yourself out there and posting to a bunch of fake accounts. So how are you going to make any money that way? It doesn't make any sense. So don't do it. It's not
right.
worth it.
It's best to build authentic followers.
Yes, yes. Okay, guys, don't do it. Don't give in to the peer pressure, because I know when I first started, I was definitely thinking about it. Like, I thought about it all
right,
the
time. Right, I'm pretty sure everybody's tempted when you get that little inbox, like, hey, you need 10,000 followers.
Yes, yes. 10,000 followers for $21.99 today only.
Right, right.
Guys, it's not worth it. If you're going to do it the right way. It's going to pay off no matter how long it takes. You want to be You want real people to see your posts and your products and what it is that you're selling. Okay. You're not going to make money if you're marketing yourself to a bunch of fake accounts. Okay, guys, it's not worth it.
Right.
And it's just not worth it. Okay. And so, what advice would you give someone who wishes to start their own clothing brand? Because I know you said that you're a stylist and you were doing hair and then it kind of led you to this. Well, let me start with this. What has that process been like for you first before we go to that question?
Oh,
The transition.
I mean, I don't even know how to answer it. It was a little struggle at first. Some of the stuff is a struggle, but a lot of stuff, like, I'm already a creative person. So the clothing or the T-shirts, because I do the T-shirts, I do athletic wear, I do hoodies. Like, all of that is just a part of my creativity. Like, that stuff I would do without the business. So that aspect of it became easy.
Okay.
And so it was just the difficulty, I think, would be more so the balancing of all the stuff that I'm doing, you know, keeping up with running the three separate businesses along with my personal life. So, you know, that's a lot, and it's a lot of balance. So that's where my struggle came in, kind of adding a lot more to my plate.
Okay, great. So, guys, multitasking, I guess that's where that leads us.
Right, because if you're not a good multitasker, please take it one business at a time.
Yes.
It'll have you overwhelmed. Like you say, you'd be ready to quit, put it all to the side, like, wait a minute. And, you know, like, I've put the Royal Collection down for a minute once I, you know, made the T-shirts, and I started with the T-shirts first, and it kind of started taking off. So then I had to put the Royal Collection, the hair, you know, down for a minute while I jump-started that, because that's what was moving at the time. You know, at the time, everybody was in quarantine. Nobody was worrying about buying bundles. They didn't know how they was going to pay rent.
Right.
Or whether or not they was going to have a place to stay. So bundles was the last thing on their mind. But people could spare a $20 T-shirt, you know. So it's like that industry for me moved way quicker than the hair was moving at the time. So now that business is starting to move up, I mean, you know, the hair is picking up again. So that's a plus. But now I've already jump-started the Royal Tea Company. So I'm at a good place where I can balance, you know, all of that.
Okay, amazing, awesome. So, guys, multitask, and just remember, like, when you start your business, you don't know where it's going to take you. You may start with one thing, and it will definitely lead you to another. A lot of people don't know that I'm
Exactly, and explore all of those avenues. Like,
yes, please
do. Don't let it pass you up. Explore that.
Yes, I'm also a licensed,
you know.
I'm sorry, Amber.
No, go ahead. You're fine.
I'm sorry. No, you're the guest.
No. Go ahead, girl.
No, what I was going to say was that I'm also a licensed esthetician. So it goes with what you said, that people weren't trying to get, you know, facials and, you know, treatments and things like that, especially not during the pandemic. So it was actually during the pandemic that I started Chic Society magazine back up again, and it kind of just took, like, where we left off.
Yeah, because everybody has so much time on their hands. Who don't want to sit around and look at a nice magazine?
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, yeah, guys, just, you know, just try to remember that and to stay encouraged. Now, I'm pretty sure we have a bunch of moms and wives and entrepreneurs listening tonight. By the way, guys, if you want to call in and ask Amber a question, the call-in number is 516-666-9529. Again, the call-in number is 516-666-9529. If you guys want to call, if you have any questions for Miss Amber Andrews. But back to you being a mom and a wife and an entrepreneur. First off, you're a mom of four, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so walk us through like a typical day for you? Like you got, you know, four kids, you have your spouse, and then, you know, you have your, what is it, three businesses. What's a typical day like in Amber's world?
Oh, I don't think any day is typical. I think any day is typical. Every day comes with surprises with all of this, you know, on my plate. But, you know, for the most part, my husband's working a lot, so he's kind of, you know, doing his thing. And then I have the kids, so I get them up for school. I got three that are actually, well, I mean, two that are actually in school. I have a four-year-old, she's in daycare. And then I have a teenager. He's still doing virtual. So I get the three out the door into school. I get the fourth one. He's up for school. He's sitting at the kitchen table. So my day pretty much starts around 5 o'clock usually, because I got to get my son up for basketball practice, get him to school by 6, get the other ones to school by 7:45. It's just a lot. After all of that, then I'm finally back home maybe by around 8:30. Then I can try to, you know, handle some business. If I don't have to handle some house chores first, like maybe clean the kitchen, do some laundry, something like that maybe. Then I kind of sit down at that computer, because once I'm at that computer, I'm stuck for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
So Ooh. I'm at the computer. It's like once you sit there, you find a million things you need to do. So I'm at the computer sending out emails, checking websites, sending out social media, setting social media up. Like I'm doing a lot, sending out orders. Then on top of this, I'm making shirts. So outside of me being at the computer for a couple hours, I'm making shirts. So my day is pretty much full. Then I get as much in as I can before, you know, it's time to get the kids. I usually start picking up the first kid at 3. I get the other one 3:45, the other one right after. And then, you know, I start family stuff after that.
Right.
Usually once I get them home, I start dinner and that sort of thing. I might make a couple more shirts that night, and then by 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm ready to pass out, start this day.
Yes. yes. So see, guys, basically, guys, there's no excuse. You know, four kids.
Some days I can get a nap in there, though, but because I'm self-employed, though, I can have lazy days. Some days I just want to sleep all day. Oh, and let's not forget the hair, because I got to get clients in between here, too. So it's a lot.
Right.
It's very, you know, very jam-packed.
So what advice would you give another mom who, you know, she may be, and I've been in this position before when I was married. I never even thought about being an entrepreneur at the time, which was 2015, I believe. I was in cosmetology school, going to go get my esthetician license. And it never really crossed my mind, though, that I would, like, if you would have told me a year later that I would have had a magazine, I probably would have, like, laughed at you because, you know, I had three kids, and don't even get me started on my ex, guys. That's another show for another day. But he was just a lot to deal with, and it can get overwhelmed, and you can just kind of, like, want to shut down. So what advice would you give another mother who's basically also trying to balance their lives and be an entrepreneur? That's not too tough, is it? Okay.
Huh? You said what?
No, I was like, it's not too tough, is it?
Right. Look, that's a lot. The best advice I could give. So repeat the question one more time. You don't have to. I remember the beginning part, but the end part of the question.
No. What advice would you give another mompreneur? That's what I call moms who are also entrepreneurs. What advice would you give another mompreneur when it comes to balancing her home life plus trying to have a business, because it can get overwhelming? So what advice would you give to them? Like, what works for you?
I would go back to what I said earlier about taking a break. Like, that's the worst thing, is to not take a break, because we as moms and wives and all of this, as well as business owners, we tend to overwork ourselves. A business, like as a business owner, you don't sleep, because your business is how you eat. You know what I'm saying? So whatever work you put in is how much money you gonna get out, you know? So we tend to overwork ourselves. So the best thing you can do is to take time for yourself. You have to take a break. You have to give yourself a minute. Like, you have to. You can't overwhelm yourself. Stress kills. Like, people die from stress daily. So you have to just, you know, relax, just live free. Like, when it's your time, it's going to happen. And just know that it's going to happen. Like, don't stress yourself. You're not in competition with nobody but yourself. Nobody pushes you harder than you. You're your biggest critic. So you just need to take time.
Perfect. Great advice. I like it, especially since we're in a, what do you call this team of team no sleep era? No,
right.
I need my rest.
I need some sleep, too.
No, I need a break.
If I don't get no sleep, I am no good. I'm talking about being mean to everybody.
Team no sleep.
I can't think straight, can't create.
Yes, sleep is so important. If I don't get a good night's sleep, and mind you, I'm on here dealing with thousands of words every day, okay? Editing and checking for
computers and stuff. Oh my God, I can do it.
Yes, it's a lot. I have to get a proper night's rest. Otherwise, I'm no good the next day.
You need some naps in between there, too.
Yeah, she said no. Remember being little, you used to hate to take a nap. Now you just look forward
right,
to taking one.
I love a good nap. Oh, I love a good nap.
It's like the best part of your day.
Yes.
The best part of the day.
When I got time to take a nap, I'd be excited.
My naps aren't even planned. I just sit, and then next thing you know, I'm waking up. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
Well, all right.
So, okay.
Yes. Okay. Like, oh, okay. That was, yeah. Okay. So, Amber, again, if they wanted to find you, where could they contact you?
Okay. So, oh, we didn't talk about my social media for the royalty company.
Yes, the royalty company.
So, my website for the royalty company is www.royalty.com. And then my Instagram is, what is my Instagram? _ royalty, T-E-E, .company. That's the Instagram. Okay. And the Facebook, somebody had already stole my Facebook, girl. Oh, the Facebook is RT, like T-E-E, .company.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, guys. That is where. And so tell us, what kind of clothing do you have? Is it athletic? Do you do custom clothing as well?
So, yeah, I do custom clothing. I do, like, a bunch of T-shirts. Like, we're expressive art T-shirt shop. So we do a bunch of different T-shirts. I do religious shirts, expressive shirts, like, all different styles. And then I have athletic wear, like, you know, the sports leggings, the three pieces with sports bras, you know, for the workout gear. We got all that. And then we got hoodies and joggers. And then I do custom stuff for, you know, people. I do custom tees for people. I do custom, you know, business shirts for brand ambassadors and promotion, stuff like that for your business. Table setups, all of that. You can see it all on Instagram or the website. You can see it all on there, royaltycompany.com.
Okay, and what was that Instagram again for anyone who missed it?
Instagram _ royalty.company. T-E-E.
Okay. And so, and you said that you don't just do shirts, guys. If you have a business, like you said, you do promotional materials, maybe, you know, like you said, yeah.
Like, they're actually working on the business promotional part of my website right now. You see all the custom stuff, the T-shirts and hoodies and everything. But if you look on the Instagram, you'll see other custom stuff for the businesses. You'll see the hoodies. You'll see table setups, bags, water bottles, all that type of stuff. So that's there. And then we're adding the page to the website for the business merchandise.
Yes, and I was recently on your blog for your website. Can we take a minute to talk about your blog?
I forgot about that.
Yes, and how awesome it is.
Yeah, the Hustle blog. So I have the Hustle blog on my royalty company website, and I have this cool girl named Jada from South Africa. She's a writer for me, and she writes these great little articles. They're short and sweet, but they're, like, amazing. So we have a lot of content there. I have a couple other blog writers that will have content up there. So we just accept freelance writers just to, you know, put content, because, like I said, we're expressive T-shirt art site, so anything expressive, we with it.
Okay, and if there are any contributors, bloggers who want to submit their article to you to put on your blog, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, yeah, so you can contact us through the website, like I said, the royaltycompany.com, or you can email me at royalty.company2020@gmail.com. That email is also on the website. That email is on the Instagram. You can DM me, any of that, and I'll contact you and let you know how to get your subscription, I mean your submission to me, and we can go from there.
Guys,
but yeah,
all right.
The bloggers and content creators, they get free content, free T-shirts, all type of stuff. So you guys just hit me up, and we can make something happen.
Yes, guys. So if you're a blogger or a contributor, writer, and you want to be on the Royalty Company website, be sure to email them, follow them to possibly have your work featured and to get some free merchandise. Who does not like free stuff?
Yes,
okay?
Everybody loves free stuff.
Yes, everybody loves free stuff. Well, thank you so much, Amber, for being here, speaking with me today. I appreciate you so much. Chief Squad,
thank
sure
you for having me.
Oh, it's no problem. And you know what? This was a successful first episode. I'm so glad I
it
had
was.
You as a guest.
I love it. Now I'm
going
to have
so
to go back
happy.
And listen to it again.
Make sure.
Hope I don't sound crazy.
No. You did an awesome job. Chic Squad, comment, okay? Let her know what an awesome job
right.
she did, okay?
Let me know.
And you guys just be sure to show Amber some support and love. You can do that by sharing this episode, by following her on Instagram and Facebook, emailing her, go like, and you know, that's what Chic is all about. For those of you who do not know, Chic is an acronym for Create, Help, Inspire, Change. That is what we're here for, to create a platform for entrepreneurs to promote and get themselves and their businesses out there. But we cannot do that without you guys. So go show her all the love and the support. Share this episode. Give us some feedback, whether it's good or bad. Email me, chicsocietymagazine@gmail.com, with any type of feedback that you may have. Everything gets appreciated. Again, Amber, thank you so much for calling, and I hope you have a good night.
You're
and
welcome.
Feel free to come back anytime.
Oh, anytime you want me, just let me know.
All right. Thank
I'm
you so much.
It.
You have a great night.
All right, you too.